Life Audio.
A Prayer to Let Go of Your Fear of Death by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34:4. I hate fear. I literally hate fear. From the age of 6 to 26, fear encompassed my life. Fear of dogs, cats, riding in cars, speaking in front of people, crossing the street, clowns, and being robbed paralyzed me. So much to the point that there were times I wouldn't leave my home or would find ways to get out of planned family trips. Before long, fear had almost ruined my marriage and my life. After years of prayer for the Lord to remove His thorn in my flesh, the Lord spoke, "You have to be willing to let it go." When I originally heard these gentle words from the Lord, I was convinced that maybe I misheard. After all, I'd been praying for years to be free from the crippling bondage of fear. Yet the Lord started to reveal that fear had become the foundation of my life. In my own way, fear was my way of remaining in control and not trusting Him. In my mind, if I did everything I could do to remain safe, I would preserve my life for longer. If it meant not getting in the car, avoiding people, not crossing the street, I was willing to do it. Before long, the fear of death and the unknown were a part of every decision I made. I'd become a self-proclaimed fearaholic, and my choice to cling to fear was infiltrating every aspect of my life. I had to make a choice to let it go once and for all. Over the years, the Lord began to point me to His word about fear. Over and over, we see God speak to His people and tell them not to fear. In Joshua 1:9, He says it like this, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." In the New Testament, Jesus speaks a similar sentiment, as He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." As you read the Bible, you won't find an instance where the Lord calls His children to live in terror. Instead, He encourages us that He is present amid trouble and reminds us that He gives us peace. God goes further in 1 John 4:18 to say that His perfect love drives out all fear. I believe this verse is a reminder that when we accept His love for us, it would be impossible to live a life of fear. See, those who have accepted Him know that when their life ends, it's just the beginning with God in eternity. This is why the Bible says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" in 1 Corinthians 15:55. Yes, we can live a life in complete peace, knowing that God is with us from life to death and beyond. Fear has to go when we're in right alignment with Jesus, and He is our safe place. My prayer for you today is this. If you've been plagued with fear, know that God can bring you peace. And be willing to completely surrender those fears over to Him. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for Your love. Help me to receive that love and maintain an awareness that You're with me. I pray against fear and every attack of the enemy against my life. Teach me to run to You when fear overtakes me. Lord, I recognize fear as a tool of the enemy to rob me of the life You've ordained for me. Teach me to be wise and no longer allow fear to be my resting place. I thank You that You're with me at all times, and I cannot outrun Your love or Your protection. Help my mind to rely on You above all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andrus, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.